here, instead of plotting wavelengths, I'm talking about far infrared, which is at about several hundred times the wavelength of visible light. Near infrared, which might be maybe 5 times the wavelength of visible light. Visible light here, and ultraviolet, which the eye can't see either. Ultraviolet represents bodies that are heated to about 10,000 degrees above absolute temperature, much hotter than the surface of the sun, as hot as some of the bright blue stars that we see in the sky, and also as hot as some of those blue galaxies that we saw. At 1,000 degrees Kelvin, which is about as hot as you're going to get a stove, an electric, when you turn the electric stove up for cooking as high as you possibly can, and it glows white hot, which it usually doesn't do, then you get to about 1,000 degrees. Sort of reddish yellowish will be about 1,000 degrees. But very cold is about the temperature of dry ice, carbon dioxide that's frozen, and you've all seen dry ice for cooling off beer in the summer and things like that. So in order to detect the heat given off by dry ice, you have to work out pretty much in the far infrared at wavelengths that are about 100 times the wavelength that, to which visible light is sensitive. And much of the dust and the gas between stars in the universe is at about this temperature or even lower. I'll come to that in a minute. And so then you need, in order to be able to see that effectively and analyze it chemically, you need to have infrared equipment that will correspond to and respond to those temperatures.